You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome. Welcome. It is Advice Line. I sure would like to talk to you tonight. And the number here, 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters, just sitting in. I've got this angle on things that maybe you can't wrap your head around it. But once you start to understand it, it's a very powerful and liberating discovery. So I have two different ways of explaining it. You don't have problems. Problems have you. Meaning, whatever anger there is, it's got a hold of you. Fear, anxiety, guilt, depression. These are things that grab you. And you believe that it's you that has the problem. And you don't. The problem has you. And you got to look at it from my point of view. Try. The other one is the quicksand. Okay? When you walk into quicksand, let's say, for example, you're in a conversation with somebody and they start getting aggressive with you. And you start to be defensive. Okay, well, once you start reacting, you lose control. And when in that reactive state, you give more and more energy to whatever it is that has gotten you out of control. So you walk into quicksand and you struggle and you yell louder and you stomp your feet, you clench your fists and you flail and you struggle, struggle, struggle. And the more you struggle, the deeper you sink into that quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. And again, the quicksand's got you. See, that's the thing about quicksand. And life is filled with little psychic pits of quicksand. Spiritual pits of quicksand. Think about it. Every thought is not equal. Some thoughts are better than others. But thoughts are thoughts. And to be able to distinguish between what is a reasonable thought and what is an unreasonable thought, there's great power in that. So you look at people who are in charge of big companies and people who are very successful at what they do. They've got something going on. And they've been able to harness the potential of their mind and their spirit. Because a person puts their spirit into whatever it is they do, whether it's good or bad. And a lot of really amazing things that have changed the world in amazingly good ways have been created by bad people. And if you think about it, warfare has advanced the cause of technology more than any other single cause. Human warfare. Much of the technology that you have right now was developed in a time of war. And then it ended up being useful for the general public. Do I remember when the first LED watch came out? It was $1,000. All technology developed by the military and by NASA. Digital technology. Now you can buy a dollar watch at a dollar store, a digital watch at a dollar store. But the point is, you must not fall into the illusion, the delusion, that your thoughts and your feelings are who you are. Because that's where you lose everything. Your thoughts are not you. Your feelings are not you. And where do your thoughts come from anyway? Where do those thoughts come from? If you could identify that, you'd be halfway to home base. But you usually don't. When you have a thought, you think it's original. But you see, that's why I don't let my kids watch TV commercials. Because those TV commercials are viewed thousands of times. As a matter of fact, we are pattern people. Our brain loves patterns, and we like to hear certain things, and there's certain things we don't want to hear. And we like to see certain things, and there's certain things we don't like to see. And all of that can be easily taken advantage of. And it is every day. Most of your habits you've acquired, they're not really native to you. 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters. This is Advice Line. I'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
It's like the door opened and I stepped in.
1-800-866-8883.
I am so grateful for the things that you teach.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I thank God for you coming into my life and basically solved every question and problem that I have.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome to Advice Line. David Masters sitting in. 1-800-866-8883. And the lines are open. I appreciate the last caller. I hope that the conversation was meaningful, because just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's your idea. You can identify with some strange things. And I remember, well, when I was growing up, when I was very young, when I became just 13 years old or 14, I remember there was one kid that was obsessed with snakes. And this guy had a collection of snakes, and he really liked to mess with those snakes, and he was obsessed with them. And I would look at people that were obsessed with things, and I thought, what's the point? But when you'd go over to the kid's house, he would pull the snake out and he would put it in your face. And man, that kid, like, whoa, get away, get that thing away from me. See, he felt powerful with those snakes. Some kind of symbolic power in snakes. And everybody has those things that they obsess with, whatever it may be. You know, you go to some people, you go into their home and they have this teacup collection, whatever it might be. I mean, everybody has these idiosyncrasies. And the idiosyncrasy makes you do things and then gives it meaning and rationalizes it, makes excuses for it. So while I'm waiting for calls, I want to play you something. This was a lady that called a couple weeks ago. And this is the discussion that we had. And hopefully you will have a reaction to this and call me at 1-800-866-8883, because I'd rather talk to you than talk to myself. Let's play this call. This is caller Sue.
So I'm going to talk to Sue in Illinois. Sue says she wants to get off of disability, so let's see what Sue has to say. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I'm in a nursing home right now. I want to get off disability. I'm 64.
Okay. And, what's your disability? First, let me ask that.
Bipolar.
Okay, so it's basically emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a movie that was out a couple years ago about a man who went out rock climbing all by himself. And he got into a very dangerous and deadly situation where he got stuck and his arm was crushed and he was hanging, you know, in a crevasse. And so he knew that no one was going to find him hanging, you know, out there on this rock out in the middle of nowhere. So he starts to cut his own arm off. And I think it takes him about 18 or more hours. I don't remember how actually long it took for him, but he actually cut his arm off with his pocket knife. Now, see, he was a person that was determined to live. And I have so much respect for a person like that. To do something so difficult as to cut your own arm off so that you could live another day. A lot of people would just give up and say, oh, I'm going to die. And then they would just wait until they died and then they would be dead. Not this guy. So the question is, what's wrong with your vision that you don't see you have this life to live? And I know, because you've called the show many times, and I remember not so long ago I talked to you about the quicksand. All the guilt and all the fear and all the anger, it's all like quicksand. You don't have it. It has you. But every time I tell you, and every time you talk to my dad, we give you the right information, why doesn't it go into the right processing center? What's the matter with your processing center? Sue or Ann or whatever your name is, what's the matter with your processing? Do you not hear what we're saying? Or do you hear it and just you can't do anything about it?
Yeah, I can't do anything about it. Family stuff, too.
I know, but that's an excuse. How much do you want to live? That's the question. Because your time is running out. How much do you want to live? And let's just say for the sake of this discussion that you said, I'm not even going to worry ever again about my family. No matter what's going on, it's not worth it to me. It's sucking the life out of me. So I'm going to let my family go and forget about them as if they didn't exist. Now you're just with yourself. Now what's your excuse? What's your excuse now?
You're right.
So do you really have an excuse, or is it just that you really don't want to change any of this? Because you can change it. If a man could cut his own arm off to survive another day, you can't imagine what that's like to cut your arm off?
Right.
Think about that. He wanted to live. He's still alive. He goes around talking to people about motivation, the motivation to live. So I think, you know, you need to just drop those excuses like a bag of bricks. You're just dragging him around with you, and it's killing you. It's killing everyone. People that make excuses are dying. Every time they make an excuse, they get closer and closer to death. Excuses, excuses, excuses. You know, we don't like the way that people act in our government. And when they get caught, what do? They make excuses, and they don't own up to the things that they should own up to. Yes, I'm angry, is what you should say. But I don't want to be any longer. God, help me. And you ask God. God will hear you. Unless, of course, you don't believe that.
I do.
All right, then you don't need me. You don't need me anymore. That's it. How much do you want to live? That's the question. Are you willing to cut off a toe, a foot, or an arm? I bet not, a lot of you. No, it takes courage to live. It does. Living is not for everybody.
Living is not for everybody. How much do you want to live? How many excuses do you have for not living? If you step back for a moment, look at your life, and you will see, if you have any honesty in you at all, you will see that you have a dozen excuses why you are where you are, and basically that's where you have to stay. You'll have a dozen at least. But look, it's your life to throw away. It's your life to live and to gain and to grow, or it's your life to waste. But you will be held accountable. Oh, yes, you will. You'll be held accountable, and your excuses will not hold up. They don't. All excuses crumble under the spotlight of truth. And the truth that creates this universe and everything in it is the truth that's going to catch up to you one day. So I say face it now. And you're not in a situation where you have to cut your arm off. You're not in that situation. You're in a situation where you're pretty secure, in spite of what you may think. There's all kinds of fail-safe systems in our world, in this little world that we live in. All kinds of systems that are there like safety nets. And if you really, really want to change, you know what? You can change. You can change everything. Now, I'm telling you this, that bipolar, passive-aggressive, obsessive-compulsive, these are all labels that are put onto belief systems that develop in you as a result of emotional responding. Okay? The emotions that drive you off a cliff. That's what they do. Emotions that drive you will drive you only into dark places. And then you look for emotions to make you feel better, and those emotions drive you to dark places as well. So the answer is step back from those emotions. Step away from the emotions, please. Just like a policeman would say, step away from your car, please. The spiritual teacher says, step away from your emotions. Step back. Let them go for a minute. Now, what do you have when you've let go of the emotions, when you've calmed down? What's left? Once you've calmed down, once you've stopped reacting, once you've stopped feeding off of that external stimulus, what is left? Now we can examine that. That might be the truth. And you know, the greatest teacher that ever lived said, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters. I like to talk. So you call me right here.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a Cure Stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think, my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
Stress problems can be cured only by overcoming fear and anger, and never by chemistry. So if you suspect that emotions are behind all your suffering, then my Cure Stress device can really help you. Otherwise, see your doctor. Understand the sheer simplicity of emotion-based problems. You simply cannot overreact to worldly pressures and simultaneously bring forth what is right in your heart without conflict. You cannot serve two masters. This effortless discipline restores your soul to the fount of lost innocence, which, by empowering emotional regulation, reduces the clutter in your mind while advancing your critical thinking skills. With such peace of mind, your addictions just melt away. Cure Stress for Family and Professionals comes in a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet. Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download. Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things. It's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. And I've gone through so many trials and tribulations on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening. A gem just shines through and it really clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. Or visit curestressdevice.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And welcome back. It is Advice Line. I'm David Masters. 1-800-866-8883. We go to John listening in Nevada. And says up here, problems dealing with sister. Well, let's find out. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, David. I finally get to talk to you.
I'm here. Let us converse.
Yeah. I've had trouble with my sister here in Nevada. She found out about some things I did in Illinois, which weren't that bad. They were just little sins, you know. And she made them public here in Nevada. And she got me kicked out of my senior building, and I lost my job from that. I was working full-time, and I lost my job. She just likes to give me trouble.
So is it payback for something that happened earlier in your life?
Well, we had a broken family, you know.
Yeah.
So none of us were happy. I had five brothers and sisters. One sister's dead now. But we had a broken family. That's basically the root of the problem.
So, but I mean, how does she get the power to destroy you this way?
I don't know. She wants to nail me to a cross, or she wants to turn me into the FBI or something. Like, what I did is really major, you know, when it's not.
Well,
I don't want to go into the details.
That's okay.
Mind,
no, I don't need to know, but.
You don't need the details.
No, I don't need the details.
I think she got some of this information off her computer. She's a computer person. She worked on computers in her job.
Yeah.
And I am not a computer person, so she knows she could get by with it, and I wouldn't know, you know, because I'm not a computer person.
Well, I mean, what you can
she
do, though.
Alienated me from my all four siblings.
Yeah.
And about 50 family members, you know, indirect family member. So I'm really isolated. I'm really on my own here.
Okay, but so she gets pleasure from seeing you be miserable. Sounds
yeah,
kind of typical.
She's trying to get me to react, but I refuse to react.
Okay.
I told her not to call me anymore.
So then what you do is you just go on and live your life, because there's life ahead. I mean, it's just...
Yes, I have life. She's right? Heading towards death, right?
Well, everybody eventually is. But I'm saying with you, she may have been able to, you know, get you fired and get you thrown out of the apartment. But, you know, what I would do is I would go back and confront the person. I don't know how you dealt with it, but I would say, where did you get this information? How do you know that any of this stuff is true?
Right, I don't. It's not. I don't absolutely know for certain.
But I'm saying to you,
I might be able to bring a lawsuit against her. It's just entering my mind that I might be able to.
But see, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the people that the person that fired you, the person that kicked you out of where you lived, you need to, in my opinion, you should have confronted them and say, are you really just taking this information from a person who calls you on the phone about me? I mean, how do you know any of this stuff is true? Where's the proof? Do you have any evidence of any of this stuff?
I mean, I got to double check all these things?
No, I'm saying that's what you should tell the people who threw you out.
Yeah.
You should tell them how you're basing your opinion on one phone call. Have I not been a good worker? Have I not been a good resident?
I didn't fight it. I just accepted it.
But see, that's a weakness. See, my natural thing. Listen,
right.
Listen to me. Listen to me, John. My natural thing is to go back and begin the process of sorting it out. But if you accept it, then it's as if it's true. But if somebody accuses you of doing something, hold on, listen to me. If somebody accuses you of something that you did not do or distorts the truth, which people do all the time, you need to have the courage to go back and face the people who are accusing you, not necessarily your sister, because she may be crazy, which is most likely the case.
She's schizo.
Okay. But the people that she was able to influence, you need to confront them and not just accept their verdict. Because the minute you put your head down and your tail between your legs, you walk away, they think they've done the right thing and they may have been completely misjudging you.
Yeah, I think they were wrong.
But that's your weakness. That's a weakness that lets people get away with doing stuff.
Yes, you're correct. I'm waiting for the confidence to follow through and do some of the things that you're suggesting.
Okay, but see, confidence. Let me tell you here's what confidence is. I know that I am not the person that is being accused of these things. That's not me. That's a person that's fictional. And if you believe it, then I'm going to sue you because you have no right to throw me out. Listen, tenants have very strong tenant rights. And if you're fired from a job just because somebody calls up and complains about you, you have rights to your job, too.
Yeah.
So, but if you accept...
It's like a half-priced apartment. Low rent.
Okay, but that's not the point.
For seniors.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you just accept what these people are doing to you, you are letting them bully you.
Yeah, they're pushing me.
Okay. Now, this may be also why you've been isolated from the rest of your family, because you've allowed yourself to be bullied. You've accepted this. This is your fate in life, to be bullied and to be a victim.
Yeah.
But you're not. You don't need to be a victim.
But I've been a weak person all my life.
Well, that's the answer.
I saw a psychiatrist when I was 23 years old.
All right.
First psychiatrist.
I get it. But see, what do you understand? Me just looking at it logically, John. Logically, if somebody is trying to destroy you and hurt you, she's just continuing. Your sister's just continuing what started when you were young. She's finishing the job of that your mother started, probably.
I'm afraid she's not done yet.
Well, okay.
That's why I've got to make a stand here.
But wait, without temptation, you have no claim to virtue. If these things come up, it is opportunity. You got to remember that.
Right.
It's opportunity to show yourself as the person that you want to represent.
A genuine person.
Are you? I mean,
person.
If somebody called up my company and told them things about me that happened when I was 25 years old, they'd say, let me get your information so that I can call the police and find out who you are. That's what my company would do.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that's what the people that, you know, if you were working and you were living in a place and those people didn't actually try to verify their source, they've broken the law. But you've allowed them to. You've allowed them to kick you out and abuse you. You have allowed them to do it. So it's your fault.
Yep.
You didn't challenge them.
I'm going to rectify that fault.
Okay. I can't say much more about it. You need to challenge these things. That's how you build character. That's how you grow.
Yeah, that's what I plan to do. I want to challenge them.
But don't do it in the wrong way. Do it just with, well, how can you verify any of the stuff that this person said about me? You know, you have no right to treat me the way you did. But the thing is,
patience.
Listen to me. See, people who are in a psychosis, psychotic people always bring out the worst in other people. And it's because they have a target on their back that says, I am a victim. So come on and victimize me some more.
Victim, yep.
So stop being a victim. Start standing up for yourself. If you don't stand up for yourself.
Of that Bob Dylan song, Queen Jane, approximately. Do you remember Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Yeah, that one song, Queen Jane, approximately. That's what she reminds me of.
All right, but listen, grow up. Grow up.
Into the FBI.
Grow up. You're a senior. You're a senior citizen now. You sound like a little kid. Grow up.
70 years old. Yeah.
You need to grow up now. Okay.
Okay.
All right, John. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your help.
I had to take a sip of my coffee. There, that's better. Ay, ay, ay. You know, without temptation, you have no claim to virtue. You have to stand up for yourself. And if you're not, if you think that life is fair, life is not fair. You say, well, life is supposed to be fair, but life is not fair. If you don't stand up for yourself, no one will. No one. It's your job. Your job. So take it. Embrace the job of living. Embrace that job. And you may find that you will be a happier person. In spite of the fact that you have problems in life, you'll be happier with yourself. Think about what I'm saying. Because if you're not happy with yourself, you're never going to be happy. See? And you'll allow people to abuse you, kick you around. Okay? If you're allowing it, don't blame other people for doing it. You're bringing it on. That's why it's so important to learn to step back, be objective, live in the moment, be free. All right, 1-800-866-8883. I'm going to cough for a minute, and I'll be back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm Roy Masters. I was recently invited to speak about how to cure stress diseases at a Canadian university. As a World War II veteran, successfully helping veterans resolve PTSD all by themselves, I want to share my 54-year experience on a nationwide radio called Advice Line.
Now you can listen to Advice Line Radio on your iPhone or Android device. Visit AdviceLineRadio.com to download the free app. Download it now for free at AdviceLineRadio.com.
Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.fhu.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
I'm Roy Masters. I was recently invited to speak about how to cure stress diseases for 100 physicians, psychiatrists at a Canadian university. I explained that stress is a code word for temptation, which minus the precise understanding of the root cause and naively treating the symptoms only is a slow, agonizing death for both patients and self-medicating doctors. I then demonstrated a simple 3-minute cure, and those who cooperated with the special mindful meditation were astonished by its beauty and simplicity. As a World War II veteran, successfully helping veterans resolve PTSD all by themselves, I want to share my 54-year experience on a nationwide radio called Advice Line.
Now you can listen to Advice Line Radio on your iPhone or Android device. Visit AdviceLineRadio.com to download the free app. Use it to listen to Advice Line live, as well as hear past programs and selected calls anytime. Download it now for free at AdviceLineRadio.com.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
I'm Roy Masters. I was recently invited to speak about how to cure stress diseases at a Canadian university. As a World War II veteran, successfully helping veterans resolve PTSD all by themselves, I want to share my 54-year experience on a nationwide radio called Advice Line.
Now you can listen to Advice Line Radio on your iPhone or Android device. Visit AdviceLineRadio.com to download the free app. Download it now for free at AdviceLineRadio.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, let's talk to John in California. 1-800-866-8883. I'm David Masters. John, you're on.
Yeah, hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. David, Roy has helped me sort out some of the issues that I've had with original sin, and also I've had a lot of success with the meditation, but at this point, I'm stalling out a bit in regard to, and I was hoping you might be able to help me with apathy. And what's happening is I'm actually not making decisions, or I'm.
I see. I can, but I already know the problem here is, yeah, and that, that is that you've lived your whole life as a goal setter.
Yeah, that's true.
See, and then when you stop setting goals, you stop having something to kind of, you know, pull yourself toward. So that's, I mean, that's a natural thing, though, that as you're evolving as a person, you realize that setting goals is sort of, it's kind of a, how can I say it? It's kind of silly because you don't know how things are going to turn out. So you have your mind on one thing and one thing only, and that's how goal setters get through every single day of their lives. Instead of just one step at a time.
And David, you mentioned earlier about free acting rather than reacting. Was that the terminology you were using?
Yeah, it's kind of my own little word that I made up.
Yeah, I love that because I know that I'm not necessarily, and if I get this perception, I'm not reacting, but I'm not acting. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, because you're stagnating is basically, yeah, what you're doing. You have no motivation whatsoever. But the question is, maybe there's a recovery time. Maybe that's necessary. Maybe there's a time for you just to become more a neutral, or not to function out of all of the other things that you used to function from, the pressure, the reward, the punishment. Most people function out of completely external motivations. And when you get to that point where you stop being pushed around by the world or pulled around by the world, you do have those experiences, and I've had it myself, where I feel like I have no energy. But see, there's a transition that takes place from the outside to the inside. And then you begin to have the inner motivation. And, you know, you start to have the inspiration. The word inspire means to have God breathe into you. And you get inspired to do one thing. Maybe it's just cut your lawn. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be anything enormous. But you start to have the energy that comes from within. And you start to see, well, I need to do this. And you do it on a need-to-do basis. I need to go to work. I need to be more patient. I need to, you know, spend more time understanding what my role in this world is, because it's not just about you, John. This is a world where we're kind of all interconnected in a very strange fabric.
And I do find great satisfaction in serving my family and, you know, other people, but not in a sacrificial way, I guess, is the best way to
So then where is your apathy? What area is your apathy?
Well, I thankfully from the meditation I've been able to diminish a lot of the clutter that I've had to, you know, that I've just endured or
I know, but you're not telling me what the apathy aspect of it is.
Well,
go right to it.
Yeah, the main areas are, now that I'm forming the things that are most important in my life, like work or the talents that I have. I'm in a transition now where I'm moving from being disabled, or moving from being, you know, a contractor to a handyman. I have more opportunity, but in that, I'm a little stuck in wanting to make the best choice. Not that they're all good choices, but they're not necessarily all the best choices.
Okay, but that's not apathy. That's fear. You don't want to make a wrong decision, therefore you don't make any. But see, if you're not making mistakes, you're not living. I mean,
well, that's true.
Making mistakes is part of the package, and then you're supposed to learn from those experiences. And so you've got to do something. You know, my dad would often say to me when I was young, you know, it's better to be a person who cleans up the stalls from the horses, you know, the manure shoveler, than to do nothing. So if you have to go back to square one, go back to square one. But I don't think you have to go back to square one. I think you can. There's plenty of things that you can do. It's just you're afraid of making the wrong decision. And I know why, because you don't want to fall back into that old way of living. But if you have a new attitude, don't worry about it.
Right. Thank you.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
Move forward. Be a better person. That's it. Don't be selfish. Try to be, you know, try to do the best thing you can do for the people that you work with. Be a good dad, be a good husband, all that. But, see, don't be afraid.
Yeah, I love that free acting. I'll be doing some more of that. Thank you, David.
Okay, John, thanks for calling. 1-800-866-8883. To be a free agent. Well, you're not really free, because what happens is you become an agent of awakening. So wherever you go, you're actually having an influence on everybody.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
It was a great discovery that changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Father, I'm a Black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and lifted me out of my culture. How I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. Instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to CureStressDevice.com. That's CureStressDevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation to you? It could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think, my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I had a lot of problems from my dad and my mom. I barely survived my life. I would not have survived at all. I've been listening as a long-distance father. I didn't know who I was talking to. A kid at school gave me the phone and said, talk to this person, tell him your problem, and I did it. And I knew immediately he cared, and he was the only one that I found in my whole life that cared about me, but definitely has saved my life.
Go to CureStressDevice.com. That's CureStressDevice.com, or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
If you think about it, the moment that you take some kind of either stimulant or opiate, it's taking you out of this present state of mind that you need to be in and relocating you in a different state of mind, in a subliminal state of mind, a state below conscious awareness. And then it's like the ostrich that has his head in the sand. Just because he can't see what's coming at him doesn't mean it's not there. We have problems that we have to deal with, every one of us. You have problems. And the longer you put off dealing with your problems, the worse they're going to get. It's by design. It's by design. Because cause and effect dictate the laws of our existence. The cause dictates the effect.
Now, whether or not you understand that is the key to being aware. I'm reading a great book right now. An American philosopher and scientist, Charles Sanders Peirce, talked about consciousness. And he said, the unconscious mind possesses knowledge that escapes the conscious mind. Now, that is very true. Some people would call that intuition. Now, it could be intuition or it could be something else. But here's what I like. He said, the instinctive powers that we have, the intuitive powers, he referred to this as an inward light, a light without which the human race would long ago have been extirpated for its utter incapacity in the struggles for existence. The inward light. This is what I'm talking about when it really comes down to how you change your relationship with the world. There is a light in every human being. And all that happens when you struggle with problems and opiate and drug yourself and smoke and drink and all the rest of it, escapism, is you put out that light. I watch these shows about people that have near-death experiences. I find them fascinating. And these are people who are everyday people and some people who are very bad people who have experiences that change them dramatically and turn them around, turn them into very good people because they discover something that they never knew before that near-death experience. And I've been there. Maybe you have too.
Have you been there? Have you had that moment of crystal clear discovery that you are not your body? Because most people believe they are their body. Most people believe that every thought that goes through your mind is your idea. It's an original thought. But see, those thoughts that lead you and make you so unhappy, they also lead you toward the wrong antidote for what's bothering you. And impulse driven. So hurry up. I don't want to feel this way anymore. You know what I'm talking about. But that also creates another condition of, well, now you got another problem. See, when you don't deal with problems correctly, you create new sets of problems every time you don't do the right thing. And it complicates it. It becomes like a chain that gets tangled, and then you get frustrated and you start pulling and tugging at it and trying to untangle it in the wrong way, and it breaks. And you destroy things in your life by not understanding patience and a simple word called objectivity. FHU.com, that's where you can find out what the Cure Stress device can do for you. I'm David Masters, 1-800-866-8883.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, the great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity. It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Do you feel worried, hopeless, lost, or depressed? Do you use cigarettes or alcohol to cope with stress or just to help you fall asleep? Well, there is a drug-free answer. Go to FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Discover how to lead a peaceful and rewarding life at FHU.com. You don't have to live sick and tired anymore. Visit FHU.com today and watch problems fall away effortlessly.
Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior, thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
I'm Roy Masters. I was recently invited to speak about how to cure stress diseases at a Canadian university. As a World War II veteran, successfully helping veterans resolve PTSD all by themselves, I want to share my 54-year experience on a nationwide radio called Advice Line.
Now you can listen to Advice Line Radio on your iPhone or Android device. Visit AdviceLineRadio.com to download the free app. Download it now for free at AdviceLineRadio.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I really do not believe that anything happens by chance. There's a reason for everything. There's a cause behind everything. Some people would like to believe that things happen randomly, because that would mean that a lot of things that happen to us in our lives just happen. You know, there's a bumper sticker, and I'm not going to say the word, but just things happen. But it isn't really the case. And when things happen, we can do something really spectacular that no other creature in our known universe can do. That is, we can seek to understand why it happened. Any other creature doesn't have any thought about the cause of the effects that we see in our lives. The domino effects of things that happen, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's in your children or at work, all the things that are happening, no matter what they are, either bad or good, they all have a cause. Now, the cause could be one of two places, or it could be both. Cause could be in you, or it could be outside of you, or a combination of both. And usually that is the case, because the fact that you live in the world and that you're surrounded by this world and that you can't really escape your connection in a realistic sense to this world means that there's a dynamic at work. And the dynamic is regarding each one of you. You are either part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. If you look at the way that policemen operate, they call it community policing, because a lot of times what a policeman will do is he will de-escalate a situation. He or she will come into a conflict, take the people aside, separate the people who are having the conflict, and begin to talk to them and try to reason with them and get them to drop the hostility long enough to come to some level of reason about where it's going. Ultimately, I think every one of us could have that ability to be a mediator, in a sense that instead of contributing to the larger problem, we, in our own little way, cause a positive thing to happen in any given situation. So you're actually contributing to a solution, a larger solution. Everyone that you come in contact with throughout the course of your life can potentially be affected either positively or negatively by you. But the question is, are you just the sum total of your experiences? Are you the effect of the causes that are surrounding you in your life? If you feel that you are, if you feel that you're out of control, you're not doing in your life what you would really like to do, then I have a suggestion for you. And I don't know if you've ever heard this. This is an ism that I came up with. It came to me as clear as a bell. You must accept what you cannot change, but you must change what you cannot accept. Think about it. It is not a contradiction. Accepting what you cannot change, but changing what you cannot accept, a relationship with it, him, or her. One of those three things. You change a relationship with what you cannot accept, and then life, like a domino effect, begins to move in a different direction. Maybe for you, maybe for everyone around you. Let's bring it back to where it really belongs, in the arena of your control. There is nothing that is random. Everything in your life, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative, has a cause. And unfortunately, most people do not realize that they are contributing to the problem rather than as a solution maker, as a problem solver. Now, if you're reacting, as most people are, and you're out of control, and you're trying to bring yourself in control by doing any number of things, whether it be smoking or drinking or using various forms of drugs, sedation, even yoga or meditation. Anything can be used in a wrong way. Even good things can be used in a wrong way. And a lot of people end up having habits and hobbies that revolve around trying to rebalance themselves by getting in touch with nature or by strengthening their bodies. I have a friend that's a famous yoga teacher. I've been to his seminars before, and I've seen the people that come to him. And they're trying to create balance in their life, but they're trying to do it from the outside in. And isn't that really the problem? Is that all of us are sort of outside-in people, that we've grown up in an environment, and that environment on the outside became the environment on the inside. But we like to think of ourselves as individuals, don't we? We don't like to think that we're like other people. But really, that's the case. I mean, we are like other people. We're like even the people that we don't want to be like. We have aspects of those people's personalities lodged in our subconscious. And believe me, there are two minds at work, at least in every person. And that is the conscious mind, or the mind that you're aware of. And then there is the subconscious mind, or the subliminal mind, the one that tells you, go to the refrigerator. So you've already had dinner. Suddenly, you have this feeling like you want something that tastes good. And it sounds like your voice. It sounds like you. It sounds like you thinking. And then you sort of hypnotically waddle over to the refrigerator, and you open that refrigerator, and in there is the treasure trove of taste sensations. Even if your fridge is empty, there's got to be something in there. But really, what or who are you feeding? I have my own personal story, and I'll tell you. I lost 30 pounds. I didn't try to lose the weight. All I wanted to do was stop killing myself, because I've been struggling in my own way for many years with that subconscious or subliminal thought, I think you're hungry now, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and you start being like a rat rummaging through the cabinets and in the back of the refrigerator looking for things that may have fallen out of sight of the other eaters, like a food zombie. You're in there looking around for something to get life force from.
Life force, but you cannot find it in the refrigerator. You can only find it through being still. And that's why you should go to FHU.com, check out the Be Still and Know, the Cure Stress device, and make reservations for the 4th of July seminar coming up soon. I'm David Masters. This is program number K772.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and How Your Mind Can Keep You Well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think, my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com right now and make your tax-deductible contribution.
I'm Roy Masters. I was recently invited to speak about how to cure stress diseases for 100 physicians, psychiatrists at a Canadian university. I explained that stress is a code word for temptation, which minus the precise understanding of the root cause and naively treating the symptoms only, is a slow, agonizing death for both patients and self-medicating doctors. I then demonstrated a simple 3-minute cure, and those who cooperated with the special mindful meditation were astonished by its beauty and simplicity. As a World War II veteran, successfully helping veterans resolve PTSD all by themselves, I want to share my 54-year experience on a nationwide radio called Advice Line.
Now you can listen to Advice Line Radio on your iPhone or Android device. Visit AdviceLineRadio.com to download the free app. Use it to listen to Advice Line live, as well as hear past programs and selected calls anytime. Download it now for free at AdviceLineRadio.com.